Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com, Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz, and Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. They're open year-round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. And Francis Groters is here from Catskill Native Nursery in Gerhongsen. They are open. Get up there and get your ephemeral garden going. It is a wonderful way to have. It's the first bed that I rake out, get the leaves off the top, gently, gently, and there it goes, just stuff all the time. And I put it near my house. It's not like way far away, so I get to go check on it anytime I want. And it's really a fun one. And so we've been mentioning all kinds of plants: hepatica, Dutchman's breeches, shooting stars, Virginia bluebells, trilliums, wild gingers, which are great ground covered, May apples, Phlox divaricata. And one of the things that you mentioned briefly, and I think when I was just gently raking out that bed, I saw underneath those leaves the flowers of the woodland spring poppies, the yellow woodland poppies. And boy, it seemed to me to be really early, but there it was.
I mean, it could be there's a yellow non-native bulby type thing called, and it's escaping me at the moment. It may come to me. It's not, but it's probably that. If it was low, it was probably that non-native spring bulb.
No, I think it was. It wasn't low. It was just crushed.
Yeah, it's probably too early, because it's not like a hepatica where it's going to be one of the first wildflowers in the spring. The celandine takes a little while, you know. It doesn't, you know, it takes a while to grow up. It flowers at about 18, 20 inches or so, and so it had to be something else. What exactly? What, I don't know.
I'll go out and take a picture and send it to you.
Yeah.
So yeah, get out and start looking for these things. Jacob's Ladder, another early bloomer, but the foliage on Jacob's Ladder stays really nice.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful texture.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a few species. A lot of the ones in the garden are not, that are used by gardeners, are not native. Palmolium ceruleum is not native. The native low growing one is Palmolium reptans, and that's what we sell the most. And yes, that foliage has a really nice texture to it, and it's not ephemeral. It stays through the summer, and it blooms a very long time as well. So that's a good thing. We also sell a Palmolium that's more upright and grows in more moist areas called Van Brunt's Palmolium, Palmolium Van Bruntier. It's a much rarer plant in the wild in that area. You really only get it up in higher, moderate to higher elevations in the Catskills. It's kind of a bit of a boreal plant. It likes it cool and moist. We've also found it to be a bit temperamental. We haven't quite figured out how to make it happy. We plant it sometimes in places we think it's going to be incredibly happy, and it just disappears. And so I don't know. It produces a lot of seed. We may have to resort to just scattering seed all over the place and having the plant tell us where it likes to live, because we haven't quite been able to figure it out. But that's a really nice show. It's a rare plant. It's a really nice showy plant that's worth a shot. You might have a place that it likes in your garden.
Yeah, you know, nature. She's got her own thing going. You know, we're just like the ants. We're just working for nature when we're out there. And, you know, let her tell you what to do. Pollinators are out and birds are back. Oh my gosh, the birds are back. I'm so happy to see the birds. And the peepers are out. And It's all really, really happening.
Yeah, definitely some of those early spring things are happening. The wood frogs have been laying eggs already. The eastern spotted newt, the red F that occurs on land, and then the spotted newt that is in our pond, they've laid eggs already. All those spring salamanders have pretty much made their mating migrations to the spring pools and have laid eggs. All the spotted salamanders and the marbled salamanders and all those guys have done their thing. I had a peeper stuck on my window just the other night, because I have a my desk is right next to a window, and I have a light that's about 6 inches away from the window, and it was attracting moths. And all of a sudden, here was a spring peeper stuck on the glass, and I'm assuming he was, I don't know if he was coming for the moths or just attract, I don't know what, that's not something that's typically attracted to light, so I'm assuming that it came there for the moths. Although it's quite a distance away from where they live, it would have really had to move quite a distance from the little ponds and wet ditches that we have in the nursery. But I was pretty surprised to see it there all of a sudden.
But they travel pretty fast. If you've ever
Yeah,
watched them move, you
I
it's
mean,
pretty exciting.
yeah, they're a small frog, but of course, frogs can hop and move quite a distance. But they typically, they're not like tree frogs that are adapted to being quite a distance away from water. You won't see spring peepers very much at all in away from water. And so this guy, to me, was
Like on your
quite
house.
further away than typically I see them. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, okay. Bees, native bees.
Yeah, are starting a little bit. They're a little typically a little bit later than your honeybees. Honeybees are what I see first thing in spring usually, but they're certainly starting to become active. And honeybees, of course, not native, aren't really adapted to coming out when our native plants are blooming, and they're obviously where they're from, they could come out earlier, and that's what they do. And of course, we have a lot of plants planted here from where they come from. And so some of those plants may be blooming. And so so you typically see honeybees earlier than our native bees. I haven't seen any queen bumblebees yet where I am. But then again, there's no Dutchman's breeches up flowering, and probably won't be for, maybe another few days or week. So we're getting there, but so far there's not a lot of our native flowers that are flowering, in full glory. And so there's not a lot of I haven't seen a lot of our native pollinators out and about yet.
So native bees are solitary.
Not all of them. Bumblebees, of course, are native. There's quite a few different species, and they're a social species. They have nests where, multiple workers are raised, and so they're analogous to the honeybee in being a social species. The vast majority of our native bees, yes, are solitary.
And one of the things I think you told me years and years ago was, put like, and like, there were these, I was in some place where they served a drink with a hay straw made out of hay. And I kept them thinking I'm going to stick them in the ground because native bees like straws.
Right. Yeah, a lot of them, and it's part of the reason that sometimes we say don't cut your garden completely to the ground. Some of our native bees will use old stalks of things and lay eggs in those, and the larvae will develop and emerge from those in the spring. And A bunch of our species like to find these either cavities, and that's why you can buy these mason bee blocks, because the orchard mason bee, which is occasionally used commercially in orchards, they lay eggs in a line in a hole in wherever they can find it, but in this case in these wooden blocks that you just drill holes in.
Cool. I want one, but otherwise I'll just keep collecting hay straws. We're going to take a quick break. Francis Groters is here from Catskill Native Nursery in Kerhonkson. We're talking about all things spring. Garden Show and Home brought to you by the Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic gardening solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. North Elm Home Furniture, Accents, and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. Limber Tree Services, the Hudson Valley's professional arborist, limbertree.com. Max Agway on Firehouse Lane in Red Hook, New York, offering comprehensive garden, farm, and pest supply needs. Delivery available, maxagway.com. We're taking our break. We'll be right back.